do we mean by authentic Tai Chi? What does traditional Tai Chi mean? And why are Tai Chi practitioners so obsessed in claiming exclusive access to these very elusive terms? Find out today on Talking Tai Chi with the Teapot Monk. Say, hey Teapot Monk, answer me this if you're an authentic practitioner. You must have trained in China or learnt from a Chinese practitioner of recognised lineage. Well, the truth is, I've had teachers from many different countries, and I can only say that nationality by itself does not convey good teaching skills. One of the best Tai Chi teachers I ever had was from Chile. I don't think Chile can be credited for that. It was simply she knew how to relate to people and convey complex issues in simple ways. So when someone says, I'm looking for the best teacher, I say forget tradition or nationality. And this week, I'm going to tell you why. Now, stop me if you've heard this before, but I'd like to reproduce a conversation that seems to come up pretty frequently and goes something like this. So, you do Tai Chi, do you? Yeah, that's right, I do Tai Chi. And what form do you practice then? Me, I do the large form. You? My teacher teaches the traditional style as taught by Yang Chen Fu. None of this wishy-washy westernised bean curd boxing. I only want authentic Tai Chi. Oh yeah, that's not a bad start. Personally though, I prefer the Yang Lu Chen style. Even more authentic, you see, because Yang Lu Chen came before Yang Chen Fu, and that's got to be more authentic, like, because he came before. Oh yes, of course, that's right. Which is why next month we're going to be learning the Chan Sang Feng form, because this form was practiced before it was even known as Tai Chi, just separate postures, like, more authentic, like. Oh, yeah. You're going to be learning that in Chinese or in English, then? Well, we're going to be learning in traditional 12th century Cantonese. More authentic, more traditional. And, of course, in our school, we only ever speak to each other in Cantonese. We dress in Chinese clothes, obviously, and only ever eat from the Chinese takeaway on the corner. Oh, yeah, we used to do all that. We started doing that years ago. But then my teacher said that we need to get more traditional and more authentic. And so now we meet every day at 3 a.m. for 6 hours of Qigong before breakfast. And then do 5 hours of form practice, all in silence, of course, because the universe is silent. And the universe is more authentic, like. Yeah, it's true. You can't get more authentic than the universe, that's true. But even so, in my style, we believe you should train telepathically, like. Get up every day before going to bed. Practice every form that's ever been devised in all the styles, and we only ever communicate in Sanskrit. We fast every leap year, and I can still check my email before even waking up. And so it goes on. Our obsession with this evasive concept called tradition and authenticity blinds us to the benefits and special qualities that lie at our feet, that are staring us in the face, in the here and the now. So let's jump forward. Out of the swamp of pointless posturing and comparing of names and styles, and look at a very contemporary bean curd boxing example. Round the corner from me, there is a great little pizza joint. It's not Italian. Neither the employees nor the boss are Italian. The pizza joint has nothing to do with Italy, but it serves the best pizzas in town. Possibly the best I've ever had in my life. Why is this? Because it uses local ingredients, seasonally grown, offers a huge selection of pizzas at very cheap prices, and gives enormous portions. They are friendly, deliver quickly, and are courteous. Is this pizza joint authentic? No. Not in the sense of having a lineage back to Italy, not in the sense that the owner is called Giovanni, but yes, in the sense that it offers something genuine and of value with roots and meaning intrinsically linked to the community in which it serves. So the Teapot Monk says, authenticity is not simply a question of lineage, names, or race. These definitions are the refuge of those trapped in history. Authenticity is about access to something original, useful, and that is practical for the time and place we live in. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Next week, we begin a new series on the form. What is it all about? Why bother with it? And how best to practice? Join me next week on Talking Tai Chi with the Teapot Monk. For an alternative look at the internal arts, visit teapotmonk.com for controversial articles, heated discussions, insightful interviews, and links to the two classic texts on Tai Chi. The Manual of Bean Curd Boxing, and of course, Tai Chi 50 Essential Questions and Answers. Got a comment or a suggestion? Tweet me at beancurdboxer or email beancurdboxer@gmail.com.